Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Arrow of God by Chinua Achebe. Narrated by Peter J. Fernandez.
Chapter 1. This was the third nightfall since he began to look for signs of the new moon. He knew it would come today, but he always began his watch 3 days early because he mustn't take a risk. In this season of the year, his task wasn't too difficult. He didn't have to peer and search the sky as he might do when the rains came. Then the new moon sometimes hid itself for days behind rain clouds, so that when it finally came out, it was already half grown. And while it played its game, the chief priest sat up every evening, waiting. His obi was built differently from other men's huts. There was the usual long threshold in front, but also a shorter one on the right as you entered. The eaves on this additional entrance were cut back so that sitting on the floor, Ezeulu could watch that part of the sky where the moon had its door. It was getting darker, and he constantly blinked to clear his eyes of the water that formed from gazing so intently. Ezeulu did not like to think that his sight was no longer as good as it used to be, and that someday he would have to rely on someone else's eyes as his grandfather had done when his sight failed. Of course, he had lived to such a great age that his blindness became like an ornament on him. If Ezeulu lived to be so old, he too would accept such a loss. But for the present, he was as good as any young man. Or better, because young men were no longer what they used to be. There was one game Ezeulu never tired of playing on them.